You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Boy, this is the Hour of the Time, too. I got to tell you, tonight's a double whammy. This is big time tonight. I got to tell you, folks, it's quite an honor to do this broadcast. You see, I've got two good friends that are celebrating their birthday today. One of those good friends is WBCQ, Monticello, Maine, USA. My good friend Alan Wiener went on the air with WBCQ 7.415 megahertz 1 year ago today. And number two is my dear friend Lula. Wild woman, is celebrating her 87th birthday today. And so, gee, folks, what a thrill to do this broadcast. I really am pleased and honored to be able to celebrate these two birthdays. Milestones, if you will. I remember Lula sitting at my dining room table telling me that she's a great patriot, you know. She listens to this broadcast, and she's watched quite a few of my videos, and she says, go get them. Go get them. She told me, and a lot of other people, that she wouldn't make it to this birthday, and we are so very happy that she did. Not only this birthday, but I think she'll still be around on her 88th birthday and probably her 89th birthday, and who knows, she might outlive us all. She has a hobby, you know. Her hobby is she goes to every funeral that there is, whether she knows the people or not, simply because she believes that there should be somebody there. And so she goes. And she also said one night that, you know, if she goes to everybody else's funeral, maybe somebody will come to hers. Well, Lula, I don't think you have to worry about that, because there are an awful lot of people in this valley who love you dearly. And but we're not, you know, looking for that. You're going to be around for quite a while. Like I said before, you might outlive us all. And WBCQ, 1 year ago tonight, went on the air as a free speech radio station. And, well, you know, that lasted a while until some people who were broadcasting on WBC got pretty off the wall. And so Alan was forced to do something about that. But other than that, other than not allowing people to get on the radio and talk about killing people, which is really the only real thing that might get you kicked off the air on WBCQ, it has been a bastion of free speech. After all, how many radio stations would allow me to broadcast over the airwaves? So, Alan, I want to thank you for allowing me to be a part of this past year. And I want to thank you for building WBCQ and making it available to those voices that might not otherwise ever be heard. All of us who understand the true meaning of free speech know how important that really is. So I would like for all of my radio audience to join me in celebrating these two birthdays. Lula's 87 years old today. Can you imagine that? I remember when I was a young man thinking that I just probably would never get to be 30 because that was pretty old. Well, you know, I watch Lula getting around and doing the things that she does, and Lula's not old. She's wild. And I asked her, you know, if she was, she got a little crazy when she was young, and she looked me right in the eye, and little fire jumped out of there, and she said, well, I probably could have taught you a few things or two or three. And I laughed at that because I bet she could have and probably could still, as a matter of fact. And I think that she's probably having a problem getting around in her house because it's full of flowers. I think everybody in the world sent Lula flowers today, and her whole house is full of flowers. And I think that's wonderful. She has an awful lot of, well, I wouldn't call it good luck, but maybe the good Lord smiling down on her. You see, it wasn't too long ago that Lula didn't get around very well. And if it had not have been probably for Tim and Pauline helping her to get on some good things that she needed to be taking, she might not have seen her 87th birthday. So we're just so happy that she did. And it seems to me like every day she gets healthier and healthier. And, well, I guess wittier is what I'm looking for. Because every time I say something to her, she's always got something that makes me laugh to come back with. And she's just as sharp as a tack. But, you know, right now, what I want to do is play this. This is a request from her secret admirer. And so, Lula, this is to you from your secret admirer. I've been forbidden to tell you who it is, or to announce it on the radio anyway, but maybe I'll tell you when I see you at some, you know, maybe next week or something. But this is from your secret admirer. If I can get it to play. I miss you so. Wow. I felt goosebumps going up and down my spine on that one. Well, Lula, this is from me. I've got something here that I'm going to do for you. And then I'm going to play one of your favorites from when you used to like to go dancing a lot. You told me about this, and so I didn't forget it. You said you used to love to go dancing, and this is one of the tunes that you used to dance to. That you liked, and so I'm going to play it for you. But first, get ready, because happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Lula and WBCQ, happy birthday to you, from not just me, but everybody who loves you, who's not in the studio, who I'm sure would have been very happy to join in. May I have this dance? Oh, I wish I'd have been there. I'd have danced with you all night long, Lula, to music like that. I love that. It's classic, the best. It's the best there is. It always will be, as far as I'm concerned. That's why I play it 24 hours a day on 101.1 FM, right here in the Round Valley. Well, you know, I was kind of hoping that maybe Alan will call in and maybe we can talk about some of the high points of WBCQ during this last year. So, Alan, if you're listening, call in at 520-333-4578. That's 4578, 520-333-4578. Don't anybody else call, please. I want to talk to Alan about maybe some of the high points that that have occurred during the last year with WBCQ. And don't you dare go to bed, Lula, because we're not done with you. You know, this is your night. So, Alan Weiner, come on. Get out of the bathroom and go to the phone and call 520-333-4578. I want to get you on the air here and talk about some of the high points during the last year on WBCQ.
International Short Week. This is the planet. Another hour of free speech. Bill?
Yes.
Thanks for the nice little radio announcement.
Oh, this is Lula.
Yes.
Well, hi, Lula.
I feel quite honored.
Well, I'm honored. It's my honor. It's my great honor, as a matter of fact.
That was just the icing on the cake.
Well, it's not finished. You've got lots more icing to go.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Wow, what a surprise. That was wonderful. I wasn't expecting that. That was just absolutely great. And that's the icing on my cake. Thank you, Lula, for calling in. And like I said, we're not finished. Now, if Alan Weiner will just call in. Alan Weiner. Call in and let's talk about WBCQ for a little bit. So, anyway, while we're waiting for Alan to call, and I'm sure he will. Tom, if you're listening, call Alan or get Alan. Alan, if you're listening, get on the phone and call 520-333-4578 so we can talk a little bit about the last year with the WBCQ. And I don't want to hear any calls about anything else, okay? Unless I open the phones and decide what the topic is. Jeepers creepers. Okay, well, you know, here's, let's do this. Here's Lula's answer to her secret admirer. Here's Lula's answer to her secret admirer.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came in sight, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. Thank you. is still in my heart.
Wow, that was nice, Lula. Now, here we go. I know this is going to be Alan. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Joe.
Hello, Alan.
How are you?
I'm fine. Happy birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Happy birthday to Lula.
She's a sweetheart, I got to tell you.
Oh, I, if you say so, I imagine so.
Oh, she's wild, too. She's just wild as can be. You wouldn't believe it. She is one success story that we'll talk about that on some other night. Maybe I can get her up here in the studio to talk about it. But let's talk about WBCQ for a while. Tell us about WBCQ.
Well, we're kind of celebrating our first anniversary. It was a year ago that we signed the station on. And it's just been, you know, it's been fun. I mean, the last year has been a very interesting time for myself and my girl, Sunday Lane, and everybody at the station. I mean, it's been kind of a learning experience. And one of the things that I find fascinating about this business is all the interesting people, such as yourself, that we have been in contact with. And I guess, you know, the purpose of the station, all right, it is a commercial shortwave station, but...
Well, if it wasn't, you wouldn't be broadcasting for long.
Right. But one of the set-out purposes of WBCQ was to get a lot of voices on the air that need to be on the air and need to, you know, express their viewpoints and tell people as to what's going on, such as your show. And... I think in the last year we've fulfilled that. I heard you mention in the beginning of the program that, you know, WBCQ really tries very hard to be a free speech station.
Yes, you do.
But, you know, there are times that, I mean, I have to exercise my free speech right and say, well, you know, you can't get on my station and tell people to go out and kill other people. I mean, you know, and stuff like that, which has caused some controversy with the station, because we do try to get everybody on the air that we can and give them a voice and give them the opportunity to express their viewpoint to a worldwide audience. And it's been, I'll tell you, the last year has been a lot of fun. I mean, there have been moments of, you know, there's been a few rocks along the way, a few boulders in the path, but it's been enjoyable.
Some sheer panic, I assume.
Yeah, well, we have our ups and downs here at the station. But, you know, Bill, one thing I think that a lot of people don't realize is that WBCQ, unlike a lot of other stations in the United States, we're really just a small ma-and-pa business. I mean, it's myself, it's Tom, it's Elaine and Tim Tron and, you know, one or two other people, and of course, you know, the support from my father and his guiding advice.
Your father has to be a pretty great guy to have put up with some of the things that I know have been a part of your history.
Well, you know, my father's almost 90 years old. He'll be 90 years old this December.
Wow. Well, he might have been, you know, dancing with the Lula.
Yes, he might have been. Yes, he might have been. And he's a great guy. He has been and is, not has been, he is my foundation stone in everything that I have done. I mean, my mom passed away when I was 16 years old in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically been my dad. I mean, you know, he's always been there for me. And, yeah, I mean, there have been some tough years. I mean, all my altercations with the government and the ships and everything, and he stood by me, not completely understanding everything that I did, but he was there with his love and his support And even to this day, I mean, he's there. I mean, we speak every day, every other day. You know, my father still is busy. I mean, he's an attorney, and he's still practicing law. He still handles cases and still helps people out. I mean, that's one thing I learned from Dad is that, you know, he spent his entire professional career just helping people. I mean, he was the kind of a lawyer that didn't really make, you know, a tremendous amount of money. He just helped people in their family and business matters and, you know, never did anything wrong or you know, just was actually a good, honest attorney. And I know that there are many people out there that probably don't believe that. But, I mean, my father was, you know, is a really great guy.
Well, I imagine that he probably went out and celebrated when you actually got a license from the FCC.
Well, the day, he was like the first person to know.
Uh-huh.
Because I was staying with him at his apartment when my consultant, George Jacobs, called and said that they had granted a permit to build it. And I remember it was December 23rd of 1997, you know, 2 days before Christmas, that we got permission to build the station. And I remember walking out of his office, and he was in the living room, and I looked at him, and I said, "Well, Pop, we're going to build a shortwave station." And he just started crying. I mean, he really did, because he knew how long I had worked to try to, you know, get this station. I mean, he realized that the long flight that we took to arrive at where we are.
Yes, and for all of you in the listening audience who really don't have a clue as to what we're talking about, Alan Wiener was one of the pioneers in trying to get on the air for the common man to be able to have a radio station and say what he wanted to say to the world without having to be rich and go through this big rigmarole that the government has set up. Alan was one of the first ones who understood that the people have a right to the airwaves just as much as the rich corporations and the well-to-do have. It costs about to as much as the rich corporations and the well-to-do have. It costs about to get an FCC license and actually put a station on the air. If you do it exactly the way they want you to do it, costs between $100,000 and $200,000, doesn't it?
If you're lucky. I mean, that's cheap. That's a bargain price.
Yeah.
It can, you know, depending on where the station is.
So that just rules out most of the population ever even having a hope of ever having a radio station.
Well, especially in the urban and city areas where it's needed the most. Well, like all of your radio in New York City, most of it is corporate-owned, your commercial stations. And major cities do have a lot of outstanding nonprofit educational stations run by colleges and churches and things like that. But the ma and pa stations or just somebody that wants to get on the air and, you know, play their music or express their viewpoint doesn't exist in the major to small, you know, to medium markets.
Uh-huh.
And there is a proposal before the FCC now to allow what is known as low-power FM, which would open up thousands of radio stations, you know, legally, licensed all over the country.
Well, I gotta break in here because it's not illegal. As long as you're broadcasting intrastate, there is nothing that the FCC can say about micro broadcasting.
You are correct. But the commission is actually, I'm kind of surprised because they really, under the new chairman, Bill Kennard, I mean, they really have been trying to see if there is a way to allow some type of a license structure so someone just about in anywhere would at least have a chance of putting a small, low-power FM station on the air and serve their community. But the ironic thing is the National Association of Broadcasters, better known as the NAB.
No. It's the NAZI. The Nazis. They are the Nazis.
Let me tell you, I'm almost embarrassed to be a broadcaster because they have recently submitted a 500-page, dissertation on why the FCC should not even think of establishing a low-power FM service. And no matter what they say, the NAB, no matter what they do, the bottom line is a lot of commercial FM broadcasters, commercial broadcasters in general, are scared out of their wits because if these stations get on the air and all of a sudden there is real diversity on the FM band, there's all kinds of cultural and community programs being produced just by regular folks, that listeners are going to have other choices and they're going to move away from the basic homogeny of AM and FM radio now. Not everywhere, but, in general.
Sure.
And that's what they're really afraid of. It really boils down to dollars and cents.
Yeah.
And that's not what the public airwaves are supposed to be. The public airwaves are supposed to serve the public and the people of this republic.
Yeah.
And they're supposed to, and the FCC, as a public body, is supposed to open up the frequencies that people want, that there is a need for, that there is a need and necessity for. And now that you have corporate entities buying up 3, 4, 5, 6 stations in a market, some type of structure to allow stations, especially in your medium and major markets, to get on the air and offer something else is needed.
Yes, it is.
And I hope it happens, but I don't know.
Well, to me it's despicable. It's like in Phoenix, there's two newspapers, both owned by the same corporation. One pretends to be conservative, the other pretends to be liberal. And between the two of them, they manipulate the public in the state of Arizona. One's the Arizona Repulsive, and I forget the name of the other one. They're nondescript bullshit papers that if you're smart, you never look at. But they're doing the same thing with radio stations now. One company or corporation will buy up all the radio stations in one area, and you think you're hearing diverse opinions and diverse programming, but you're hearing programming from the same source. And when all is said and done, you're hearing the same message on all of these different stations. And even though they pretend to oppose each other, in the end, there's some kind of compromise that leads the public to do whatever the political interests of this corporation wants them to do. And that sucks in this country. I got to tell you, it sucks. It's terrible.
Well, I know. Well, that's the general theme of the way everything is going. Just as a mental exercise, I make a prediction that unless something is done in the next 10 years, there's really going to be two corporations running the United States.
No, there's not. There's going to be a civil war.
As I said, this is a mental exercise.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to have the Walmart Corporation.
You can exercise your mental all you want to.
Right. You're going to have the Walmart Corporation running everything in the public sector, and then you'll have the private U.S. government corporation running the rest of it as inefficiently as it possibly can.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for coming on and giving us this little background on WBCQ, and I want to thank you for all the pioneering things that you've done. And by the way, folks, if it wasn't for Alan Weiner, Scott Becker, and Johnny Lightning, there never would have been an hour of the time.
Well, it's going to be another great year, and Bill, all I can say is it's an honor and a pleasure to have your program on WBCQ, and I wish you another fine year broadcasting on our station.
Well, thank you.
And thanks to the listeners, too, because they really make up the body of any radio broadcasting facility.
Boy, they sure do. Thank you, Alan.
Take care.
And good night. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
To you and WBCQ and everybody involved.
Broadcasting made right to you, a 50,000 watts and through America's great radio. This is the planet.
Oh boy. Well, Lula's secret admirer called in again, and Lula, this is for you from the same guy, and he's a pretty nice guy, I think. So anyway, you might want to listen to this.
Slide your fingers up and down my spine. Same old witch crap when your eyes be mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. Then that elevator starts to slide. Down and down I go. All around I go. Luckily, the car slides.
No.
I could stay away, but what could I do? I hear a name. I'm a flame. A flame with some kind of burning desire. That real pitch can put out that fire.
Why, there's another I have planted smoke. Gonna make that planet meet me created smoke. And every time my nose be so, right only down and down I go. All around I go. In a sin, love that sin that I'm in, out of that old black bag you call love.
Can you believe that, folks? I heard that in the song. I can't believe it. Pauline is here. And she has come in and joined me in the studio, and she's got her headphones on. She comes in the morning and works between about 8 until, you know, everything is done. And if it's not done, she always leaves at about 10:45. And because she takes care of Lula. Pauline is Lula's companion, nurse, all of those kinds of things. And then at 5 o'clock in the evening, Pauline comes back here and finishes up whatever work she has. And if her work takes her into beyond the time the broadcast starts, she has to stay here till it's over because she can't leave and leave the door unlocked. So that's why. You want to say something, Pauline? You want to say happy birthday to Lula on the air?
I just want to wish.
No, you got to get up here and talk.
Okay. I just want to wish Lula happy birthday, and we'll see you tomorrow. I don't know what else to say.
Well, that's good enough. That's a good one. And here's Lula's answer to her secret admirer. Boy, this is fun. I might, you know, we ought to do this more often.
We should.
Oh, Lula, you naughty girl.
A guy with 50 times, I'd go for any time. I'm a fast-moving gal, I like the flow. Got no use for fancy driving. Wanna see a guy arriving in low. I'll be satisfied, electrified. Know a guy would take his time.
This ain't no driving Miss Daisy, folks.
I always get the air. Wouldn't give any Russian guy a smile. I could go for any singer who would condescend to linger a while. What a lullaby would be supplied to have a guy would take his what takes its time. I go for any time. A hasty job really spoils a master's time. I don't like a big commotion. I'm a demon for slow motion and why should I deny that I would die to know a guy would take his time? There isn't any fun in getting something done if you're rushed when you have to make the grade. I can spot an amateur, appreciate a connoisseur at his trade. Who would qualify, no alibi, to be a guy what takes his time?
You know, I can't believe it, folks. I just went outside and looked all around with the binoculars. I'm up on top of a hill here, and I see everything for everywhere. I mean, I can see for miles, about 80 miles in every direction, as a matter of fact. And I just saw the most incredible thing. All these guys are leaving the senior center, and they're all headed over to Lula's house. It's like a parade. It's really something. I got to keep my eye on that. Lula, you might, you know, get out the shotgun, baby, because they're coming for you. I just found out from Pauline that it's another anniversary. Pauline has been taking care of Lula for a year now, 1 year. So this is quite a night. And I'm really happy to be able to do this broadcast. I like to do things like this. It's a lot of fun. And it makes people feel good. And that's, you know, that's what I like more than anything, is when I can do things like that. Because normally this broadcast is not about that kind of stuff. It's about waking you up. And to wake you up, I got to tell you some things that sometimes I wish I didn't have to tell you. But this is great. This is just absolutely marvelous. You know, I when I was doing the In the Mood record, CD, actually, there's some records in this studio, but we very seldom play records. You've heard records on this broadcast before. You probably didn't know it, but almost everything is on CD nowadays. But when I was doing the In the Mood CD, I had this vision of Tim dancing around the living room on his alien tripod, and Lula dancing all around amongst all those flowers that are populating her house today. Come and tell us about the flowers, Pauline. In case you don't believe me, listen to Pauline.
Well, today I took Lula out for a lunch, and I took her to a movie, and when we got home, her house was so full of flowers. It was just gorgeous. I don't know how to explain it. She had roses and carnations and sunflowers, and a lot of them came from her family. And this woman has a big family that loves her very much. So
poppies? Did she have any poppies?
I don't think so.
Good.
I didn't see any.
Good. We don't need her sniffing no poppies.
No, we don't need her to be doing some funny stuff.
Oh, we're just joking. Lula doesn't do that kind of thing. At least I don't think she does. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I did it.
You got a crazy woman here touching buttons in the studio, and that's a no-no. Well, now we got to do this. Okay, that'll get it back. No sweat. No problem. It's okay. One of the rules when you walk into a radio studio, don't touch the buttons because you never know what's going to happen. And sometimes I don't know what's going to happen when I punch the buttons on purpose. And that's how many buttons there are in here. You can lose track of everything really quick. Well, I've got a cut here, a tape, that was made last Sunday morning with Lula and the Round Valley Senior Choral Band got together. And We're going to do that as the shuffle off the buffalo thing at the end of the hour. It's Lula and all of her buddies and musicians and her little choral group and the band. And Lula did this for, you know, mainly I think she did this because the guy that sits behind her in church keeps pinching her. And she was a little upset about that. So so she's going to set him straight. And that's coming up, so you certainly don't want to miss it, I got to tell you, because I don't want to miss it. I don't know about you, but I sure don't want to miss it.
From New York City to the Golden Gate, in Europe and Asia, we sound great, the whole world loves us. This is the planet.
And I'm William Cooper, and you're listening to The Hour of the Time on the planet, WBCQ, 7.415 megahertz, worldwide, shortwave radio, Monticello, Maine, USA. Been a long time since I did the station breaks like that, because, you know, when we were on for 2 hours in the middle of the broadcast, at the top of the first hour, beginning of the second hour, we had to do those station breaks. And now that we're on for 1 hour, I've been letting WBCQ do it until they sent me a jingle package. This is a CD with all the professional WBCQ jingles on it that you can only get done in places like New York or Los Angeles, where they have people who really do these things. I don't know about those of you in the radio audience, but all my life I've just been absolutely enthralled by the radio jingles. I remember when I was a child, they're just incredible. They really are. And I've got some other jingles here. And let me see if I can come up with one so that you can see what I mean. Because they're jingles about, radio identification. They're jingles that are commercials. There's all kinds of things like this, and there are some. Oh, here it is. I found it. Here we go. Listen to this, folks. See what I mean? That's not WBCQ. That's just one of the radio jingles that I've got laying around here in the studio. And I've collected quite a few over the years because I love them. They're just beautiful. Absolutely, incredibly mesmerizing. I was reared on radio. One of the things I like about doing a radio broadcast is that I used to listen to radio so much as a child. Long after other people had television sets, we were still listening to radio in our family. Number one, because we couldn't afford a television set. Number two, my father didn't want us watching the stuff that was on television even then. He thought it was trash, most of it. And he and my mother would only watch certain things. They watched, everybody in America watched Uncle Milty on Tuesday night. And my dad watched the 6 o'clock news. And sometimes the 10 o'clock news. And that was it in our house. There just was nothing else that was ever watched. And you weren't allowed to turn on the television set without my dad's permission. And like I said, you know, I was a teenager, I think. Maybe I was 11 years old before we ever even got a television. And so most of my life, I listened to radio. I listened to radio when they had these tremendous programs like The Whistler and Suspense, Johnny Dollar, The Creaking Door, Inner Sanctum, and I could just go on and on and on. I mean, they were just incredible. And my mom, when she did the house during the day, I remember she listened to The Romance of Helen Trent. And listening to a baseball game on radio was really something. It was incredible. because you got to exercise your brain. And everybody who listens to the same program at the same time every night imagined that the characters looked differently and were dressed differently because you got to bring them to life in your imagination. And I loved it. I still love it today. And every once in a while I like to do, you know, something that just sort of takes us back to that. Those of you who have been listening to The Hour of the Time for a long time, you've heard me do some of those things. And I do it just because I love radio so much. I don't always like to do radio, because some of the things I have to do on this broadcast just make me not want to do them. But there's nobody else doing it. As long as there's nobody else doing it, I have to do it. I'm sure Paul Revere didn't want to get on his horse and ride out into the night. But he did it, because there wasn't anybody else doing it. At least not where his mission took him. Actually, there were a whole bunch of people doing it that night, but he had a particular mission to perform, and he did perform it. Well, here's Lula and the Round Valley Senior Citizen Choral Band. And all you guys that are trucking along the road there over to Lula's house, you better stop and sit down on the curb and turn your radio up and listen to this, because I think she's got a message for you. Oops, that's the wrong one, folks. I couldn't resist it. I just had to do that. But here's the right one. Here's the right one. Everybody, better listen to this, especially if you're in that long line of guys that are on the way over there. Now you'll know what I mean when I said she's a wild woman, because she is. Shame on you, Lula. Shame on you. And happy birthday. We love you, dear. We love you. Many, many more. Good night, everybody. God bless you. Happy birthday, WDCQ. Happy birthday, Lula. Many, many, many more. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager Classic Radio, like you always wished it could be. If you're a friend of Lula's and you forgot, maybe, might be a good idea to call her, tell her happy birthday. 101.1 FM is your nonprofit community service radio station. Stay tuned now for all oldies most of the time. And Lula, if you're listening, I'll make a copy of this so that you can have it for posterity.